From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Science news now, and a new case of dangerous bacteria becoming resistant to antibiotics. Scientists are reporting how a strain of the deadly Staphylococcus aureus became resistant to the powerful antibiotic vancomycin. The scientists warn that more bacteria could become resistant. And as NPR's Joe Pelka reports, that could create a public health nightmare.
The first hint of trouble came 15 years ago, and it involved a different sort of bacteria known as an enterococcus.
In 1988, we observed the first enterococcus that became highly resistant to vancomycin.
Fred Tenover is with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention in Atlanta. His job is to track bacterial resistance. Enterococcus isn't also ran in the world of dangerous germs, but it can cause problems for people with depressed immune systems. At the time, vancomycin was the last resort, the antibiotic doctors turned to when everything else had failed. Tenover says the real concern was that vancomycin resistance might turn up in a more dangerous bacteria, something like Staphylococcus aureus, a germ that can be lethal, especially if it gets into the blood.
And so we began a whole series of education programs alerting laboratories to be on the lookout for vancomycin resistance in Staph aureus.
The vigilance paid off. Last year, a 40-year-old woman went to a Michigan hospital with a serious foot ulcer. Tests showed the woman's ulcer was infected with Staphylococcus aureus. Doctors wanted to know which antibiotic would work best. Technicians exposed the patient's bacteria in the lab to a variety of antibiotics, including vancomycin.
Typically, even 0.5 or 1 micrograms of vancomycin is enough to kill Staph aureus.
Tenover says in this case, the lab technicians found it took more than 1,000 micrograms to have any effect. The bacteria had clearly become resistant.
And as soon as they saw that, they said, boy, this is really unusual. We need to notify the authorities about this.
Tenover says the CDC immediately sent a team of researchers to Michigan to see if the resistant bacteria had spread to anyone else. It hadn't. Tenover and his colleagues then tried to puzzle out how the Staph bacteria had developed resistance. As they report in the current issue of the journal Science, it turns out the woman was not just infected with Staphylococcus, but another bacteria as well. And the other germ was a strain of Enterococcus that had already become resistant to vancomycin. Inside the patient, the two bacteria had come as close as asexual organisms get to a conjugal visit, close enough to exchange genetic material.
We were actually able to document that genetic information was transferred from the Enterococcus to the Staph, and now we had a Staph that was not only capable of causing serious infection, but was now highly resistant to vancomycin.
Tenover says they also discovered that the resistance gene is packaged inside cells in a way that makes it easy to jump around.
So there's the potential there for not just this Staphylococcus aureus to become resistant, but for that genetic information to be passed to a variety of different other bacterial species.
That's something that's bound to happen.
I would say it's not a question of if, it's only a question of when resistance occurs.
Christopher Walsh studies antibiotics at Harvard Medical School.
It's not a surprise in principle. It's sort of something the infectious disease community has been dreading.
Walsh says the good news is that there are now newer antibiotics that can kill bacteria even when vancomycin has failed. But, Walsh says, bacteria's ability to develop resistance means the war against germs will never be over.
We'll always need new antibiotics. The moment we start using one, the clock starts ticking down on its usefulness.
There have only been 2 cases of vancomycin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus in the United States so far. Public health officials hope the numbers will remain low for as long as possible. Joe Pelka, NPR News, Washington.